this on me.
You ready, Howard?
I'm going.
B'chavod.
With your permission. Zot Chanukah. This coming Sunday. Ari says Zot Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah, is Gemara Chatima. What it means, he says, Ari, even though we had Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, Hashem might change his decisions on Zot Chanukah. He doesn't say any place besides in the Ari. And the question, of course, is what does it mean? Hashem already judged us on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. And what does it mean now? Again, Hashem is going to look. There's nothing more to look. The decision was made. So it's not, decision was made. There's nothing else to do. I really said that Hashem might revoke the whole thing. And the whole thing is going to fall apart. Chachamim tell us, the Gemara tells us, that the reason that we light the menorah is to advertise the miracle. And this is because the Chashmonim came to Beit HaMikdash, they weren't able to find any pure oil besides one. Should have lasted for one night, it lasted for eight. Rambam said from now on Chanukah. And the Gemara says the decision to make Chanukah as a holiday the Shana Acheret, the following year. It wasn't the first year when they came to Beit HaMikdash. Only the following year. The Shana Acheret. Kavu otam yimei leil b'simcha. Says the Rambam, this is a very important mitzvah. Mitzvah chavivad meod. The Rambam gives Hanukkah, a title. If we don't see it on Pesach, on Sukkot, on Purim, Hamam gave a title. It's very dear mitzvah Hanukkah. And actually, the Gemara says he may not say such things. The Gemara says it's a sin to say I like this and I don't like this. The Gemara says somebody might say I like this Gemara I don't like so much. The Gemara says it's a sin. Can differentiate. The whole Gemara is one. But you think you like this one, it's not good. You have to like everything they say. Then comes the Rambam and gives a personal opinion you don't find in the Gemara. Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chavivad Mod. Very dear Mitzvah. And the question is, what is really the reason for celebrating it? I want to make like an example for us. Excuse me. You understand, for example, somebody had a very beautiful house. And Elmer Lechem made a fire. And he collected insurance with no tricks. Or Hashem made good insurance. And he rebuilt the house. The burned house, he rebuilt it. Much, much nicer. And then the family got together. And they made a party. Thank God we have a house again. Nice one. So every year, for the next 200 years, they used to get together and made a party. Then the Lenu Alechem and another fire. Now the children, or the grandchildren, they said they want to keep the day of the party forever. Excuse me. The party that they made is because you rebuilt the house. You collected insurance, but now again you had a fire. There's no house now. Do you have a house now? No, you don't have a house now. If you have a house now, what is salvation? Actually, this is Chanukah. Chachamim tell us Chanukah is because Beit HaMikdash, so-called, was deserted. The Greeks ruled 180 years and they destroyed Beit HaMikdash, they destroy Am Yisrael. Yavnim, destroy. Baruch Hashem, says the Gemara, that came to Chashmonaim, 13 of them, able to renew Beit HaMikdash. He built the altar, made new dishes. Just the Rambam Chazra HaMalchut for another 207 years. Beit HaMikdash was, second HaMikdash was for 420 years. The first 213 years, we didn't rule Eretz Israel. Part was Paras, Semadai, and part the Greeks. Then came the Chashmonaim, and so-called, we got back the kingdom. So the day they came to Beit HaMikdash was the 25th day of Kislev. They found the preacher, and they said, you know what? We light the menorah, and the Baruch Hashem, the menorah was lasted for 8 days, okay? So they decided to make a national holiday for this. Okay, so far, so good. But then, 207 years later, Machshavim, the Romans came and destroyed Beit HaMikdash. So, what does it mean now that you light the menorah? That Hashem made us a miracle? That what? That time, the Chashmonaim were able to come. Again, I think about Chashmonaim, we talk about the pitcher. Okay, so, the picture, so, it was a miracle. I don't know what kind of miracle it was. We'll see it soon, but if it was a miracle, it wasn't a miracle. But let's assume it's the biggest miracle. Okay, so what he says to do in our time, in 2,000 years, we have no Beit HaMikdash. So why are you celebrating because they found a picture? If Beit HaMikdash would be on today, so you want to celebrate, it was something that's called Megillat Ta'anit. It's a book Chachamim wrote. It's called Megillat Ta'anit. It's all of the fast. Over there it says all the holidays and all the fast days. In time of Beit HaMikdash. After Beit HaMikdash. But la Megillat Ta'anit. It says the Gemara a few times. There's a list of holidays, Yom Kippur, other days. It's happened miracles in Beit HaMikdash. They used to make a celebration. Okay, it's fine. As long as Beit HaMikdash is on. If it's not on, what's the purpose now? You light the menorah and you say, listen, once upon a time was a miracle of Beit HaMikdash. Okay, fine. So where's Beit HaMikdash now? No Beit HaMikdash. So why are you celebrating it? There's no sense celebrating something that really you should mourn. At Hanukkah, we should sit on the floor and cry. Really, we should cry. It says, then, you know, Beit HaMikdash was a miracle and this. And okay, fine. There's no Beit HaMikdash today. So what's the happiness? Because they had once in Beit HaMikdash a miracle, so what in HaMikdash? What has to do with us now? 2,000 years we're waiting for Beit HaMikdash. The comment says just the opposite. I really, myself, I don't know what people think. What does that mean? Purim is different. Purim is different. Purim, it was Haman wanted to destroy all of us. Holocaust. We were saved from the Holocaust. Okay. So, Baruch Hashem, all the Jews are here. But Hanukkah is about Beit HaMikdash, about the oil. So you know Beit HaMikdash today. You know Beit HaMikdash today. What do you have to celebrate? The opposite. It's supposed to mourn. So here they come to Gemara and says like this. So the second sentence in the Torah. So Rashad Bereshit Ve'aretz Eta Tohu Vavohu V'Choshech Apnei Tohom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created earth, the Torah says earth was deserted. So again, the creation, the first day and the second day, actually what happened in the universe is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first day was nothing. Nothing. Hashem just made a light. And the second day, Hashem made Rakia. It means the whole world was covered with water until Tuesday. Terayim Bashar. Until Tuesday. So it's nothing. You can see nothing. It was a little ball inside water. The whole galaxy was full of water. On Tuesday, Hashem said to the water, go one side, and then we saw earth. Until then, it was no earth. It was a ball inside water. Here comes the Torah and describes the situation. The first HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it means, Hashem created sky and earth. Earth was deserted. What do you mean deserted? It's not dry land. It's not dry land. The choshech apnei tehom. Choshech? Darkness. What do you mean darkness? Of course darkness. What? The Gemara means something else. It means the Torah hints, the Gemara says, tohu vavohu v'choshech apnei tehom. It means the four exiles that Am Yisrael will go through. The Babel, and then Paras HaMadai, and then Yavan. Yavan The Greeks, Archoshev says the Gemara, Echshichot enem shel Israel. They made our eyes black, whatever it means. So when you read the second sentence of the Torah, it's choshech, darkness. What choshech? What is mechoshech? Mechoshech means hint, a hint. There's no pshat, there's no, just, you know, that's what it means. It means the Greeks. Apnei Tehom is Rome. So it means the Greeks made our eyes dark. Well, what does it mean exactly? Says the Gemara, and the Torah of Israel, please write on the horn of the bull, "Ein lanu chelek b'elokei Israel." Everybody had a bull at home, so it was enforcement from the Greek government that everybody has a horn to write on the horn. On the horn, I don't have anything to do with Hashem. What does that mean exactly? On the horn. Of a bull, or a sheep, a goat, and what does it mean on the horn? What does it mean horn? What does it mean right on the body of the bull? What does it mean you have to write on the horn? What's the horn? So Chachamim tell us that what really purpose of creation was when Hashem created this world, Hashem, the Gemara says, meant that Adam Rishon should be like Hashem. Actually, when Hashem created mankind, he was on the floor before he got up. The angels came down and wanted to sing. And they said to each other, "Hashem, this is Hashem lying over here on the floor." The glory of mankind was so called, if we may say, similar to the glory of Hashem. So the Gemara, Hashem told the angels, "No, it's not me, I'm upstairs. This is a creature that is going to be downstairs." This is the Talmenu Kidmotenu, this is what I had in mind. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really did, he blew inside mankind part of his, that it means now you have something that's called Chelek Elokam Imal, part of Hashem inside you. This will, so called, which is supposed to be the GPS of mankind, and lead him and help him and do to him something like Hashem is inside him, like a software. In the hardware, it says, now you have a software, Hashem inside you. This was the purpose of mankind. This was the purpose. So come to Gemara and says, listen, there are seven things were created before creation. Says the Gemara, Gan Eden, means the concept of Gan Eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to have Gan Eden, to have Olam Haba before. And the Gemara says Hashem decided he wants to have a Tamigdash before Bereshit. And Hashem decided he's going to have a chair. And Hashem decided we're going to have a Torah. And then Chachamim said, the Gemara said also Hashem decided about he's going to be Gehenom. This Gemara says those are the things Hashem even before creation. Chachamim said, excuse me. But what does it mean exactly? Hashem decided, why did Hashem decide to do those things? Comes the Gemara and says, okay, so now Hashem said, Eor should be light. So the Gemara says, so where's the light from? No. What do you mean the light? Which light was it? Says the Gemara, first one version of the Gemara says the light is from Bet HaMikdash. Bet HaMikdash is light, which light? There's no Bet HaMikdash yet. So Hashem has in mind Bet HaMikdash. Hashem has in mind His chair. Hashem has in mind Olam Haba. Hashem has in mind Torah. But this is not actual thing. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, no. Hashem so-called pulled some light from Bet HaMikdash. The Gemara says, no. No. The Gemara says, no, it's not exactly like this. It means Hashem so-called Ote Or Kasalma. That we say in Bachin Nafshi, Hashem so-called wore the white garment. And a horn from the white garment came out, and that's the light that we have. That's the light that Hashem said in the Torah, Eor should be light. So that's the information that we have about the light, about the darkness. It says, what is it all about? We still don't understand what it is. Comes the Gemara and tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu opened the Mishkan, all the presidents sacrificed besides Aharon. And Aharon went and was a little bit upset, depressed. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Aharon something else. Tell him you're going to light the menorah, and this is much greater. But it says in the Torah, that the Torah says, Taber al Aharon v'amatalav b'ha'alotcha et hanerot. It doesn't say Hashem told Moshe to tell Aharon to light the menorah. It doesn't say l'adlik et hanerot. It says b'ha'alotcha. It says the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you tell Aharon, make sure she'll be a flame. It's the concept of fire, it's the concept of flame. Fire means the first spark. After the spark, there's a flame. He says, it was a fire, it was a fire. The fire was 20, somebody called me from Israel. I said, the fire that is in Haifa, somebody called me, went up to the third floor. So it's not the fire went up, the flames, not fire, the flame. In Hebrew it's called Shalhevet, Lehavot, Shalhevet. I says, there's something else, it's not the same. Come to Gemara, Hashem told Moshe to tell Aaron, listen, you light the menorah in Bet HaMikdash, make sure that the flame should go up. And of course, what does it mean? No, it means like this, that you have in mind, when you light the menorah, you have in mind about the flame. And that's what Hashem told Moshe to go tell Aaron, this is much, much greater than what all the sacrifices that we read in Chanukah, the presidents brought to Bet HaMikdash, nothing. So the Roshanim, the Ramah says, what is so great about this? What's so great? He says, no, maybe it hints about Hanukkah. Hanukkah, that's what Aaron, Hashem Moshe told Aaron, listen, it's going to be one day Hanukkah. Again, so what has to do with the flame? So he says, you should know, they say a person has like a little flame inside him. Flame. Not a fire, a flame. By the way, the flame has a few colors inside. There's a blue inside, there's a yellow inside, there's a red. Sometimes you see some green inside. But if you look carefully, the flame, you see it's different. It's not the fire. The fire is red. Then the flame has different colors. As Ramim said, actually, the flame is really what it means. Hashem is inside. That's the secret of a candle. That's the secret of flame. That's what the whole concept of the menorah et hamikdash, the flame. It's not that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Aaron to make sure the flame comes up. And so what's the purpose of the menorah et hamikdash? Well, who needs it inside? Nobody's there. He used to light it in the beginning of the night, and it went up till the morning. There was nobody there. Says the Gemara, no, you don't understand. When the Kohen lit the menorah et hamikdash, what it means is Hashem was inside. Hashem is a fire. Hashem is a flame. And that's the whole secret of the menorah and HaMikdash. That Hashem shows that He is inside. So the Kohen, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Aaron, make sure flame. Make sure you see a flame when you light it. He says, that's the Kavanah. That's what you have in mind. That I want to light it. What it means? It means the fire is on because Hashem is fire. The Torah says Hashem is fire. And Hashem is inside of HaMikdash. That helps the Chachamim. That's the reason that he used to light it. That flame connected us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind originally, that Adam HaRishon should have a flame inside. So what happened is he didn't listen to Hashem. He listened to Hashem, the flame went down. This was a tragedy. Not that Adam HaRishon ate. Hashem told Adam HaRishon, listen, if you're going to eat, you're going to die. What do you mean I'm going to die? Well, why shall I die? You don't understand. The flame is out. That's what happened. He says, what happened in a person, that Chas v'Shalom, something happened to him, it means only says, there's a flame on that spot, that something is wrong with you. He says, because the flame is off. Our body works with the flame. And if something is wrong in the body, it means Hashem. I used to tell the person, I says, this, you don't feel well, what happened to you? He said, my foot hurts me. He said, it means there's no flame in your foot. That what happened when Adam HaRishon ate from the tree. Restore it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. The Torah has the light inside. means those seven things that Kadosh Baruch Hu created before creation, it means this is, those are the ones that being a producer of light. With Hamidash as a light. The Shelf Hashem as a light. Hashem himself is a light. Hashem himself wore a garment and formed that garment. It's a light. Hashem took one horn and so called sent it to earth and it was light on earth. What do you mean light on earth? It means Hashem is here. That's what it means. Hashem is here. Actually Hashem is here. As well, Hashem planted it in the Adam HaRishon. And then the Gemara says, the Navi says, that the person has to hope all the time that Hashem is inside him. The Gemara says the person should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Divrei Torah should go inside him. Not the food should go inside him. What do you mean? Because the Torah is light. It's a flame. And the Gemara tells us a story. The Gemara tells us that Avuya, the father of Elisha, had the Brit Milah for his son. Rabbi Yeshua, the Chachamim came, and there was a fire in the house. There was a real fire in the house. And Avuya asked them, what is it? What are you making fire? What are you smoking? They said, no, we're just talking about the Torah. The one says that he said at that moment, if that's what the Torah does, fire, my son is going to be a scholar. Actually, it was a fire. But we have to have a zechut, you know, to see it and to be in such a stage that our Divrei Torah so-called producing fire. That actually, that's what it is. It's a flame. All of a sudden, you're a flame. This is nothing. I said somebody saw Chafetz Chaim one night. In Tikkun Chatzot in Bet HaKnesset. So somebody walked inside. He saw fire around him. Because actually, the Torah is fire. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. The Torah was not in Hashem's 10 commandments. No. The Torah says, "Ha'ar bo'er ba'esh al lev ha'shamayim." The fire is all the way up. What do you mean, Hashem is the fire? Hashem is a fire. Hashem did not make a fire. Hashem is a fire. Hashem created fire and Hashem himself is a fire. Energy of fire. But it's not just fire, it's the flame. That's why the flame has few colors inside. This is the method. This is the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we have those colors inside. And that's what happened. The Adam HaRishon so-called put out the fire because he did not listen. That's what Hashem told him. You're going to die. What do you mean you're going to die? You're going to die. There's going to be no flame inside you. So when Hashem gave us the Torah, so the whole thing came back. Then we did the golden calf. Again, it went down. Then Hashem made the Mishkan. So again, it went up. So every time Ari says somebody makes a scene, what he so-called creates darkness, it means part of the flame flies away. It's dark. That's actually the Gemara says, the Ivanim, the Greeks, that's what happened. It's a tragedy. A tragedy, the Gemara says, V'chosh Shabbatom. So they told them, Israel, don't keep Shabbat. The Gemara says, Shabbat is a light. Ari says, the person before Shabbat has to feel that something in his face moves, and his face has to look different. On Shabbat, as more fire comes inside you, because Shabbat is a fire. And the Ivanim told us that no Brit Milah. That somebody has Brit Milah, he gets fire. He didn't let the ladies go to mikveh. It means fire. So what it means is they pull away the fire. It means that the Gemara says Choshech Apnetom. It says Igalut Yavan. You know what happened before Hanukkah? It was dark. Actually, the Gemara says, they told us to write on the horn. So the horn is like the horn of the light that came from Shamayim. To write on the horn of the bull. Because Gemara says, because Yosef is the flame. Gemara says, Yaakov is the fire, and Yosef is the flame. And Yosef is the bull. So the Greeks, the hand reformers, and they want everybody so-called to put out the fire, to put out the flame. I says, listen, right on the horn of the bull, as the horn is the light of the bull, is Yosef, it says, no Brit Milah. No Brit Milah, it means no fire. That's the secret of the Gezerot of the Ivanim, that informers, the Gemara says, that a lot of Jews informers, they told them all the tricks. How to just everybody should be assimilation, and all the Jews will forget about Hashem. Here came the Maccabim and restore. The picture was a sign that Hashem comes back inside the people as well to Beit HaMikdash. This was the picture. It wasn't just a miracle. It wasn't a miracle. As the miracle is that Hashem showed me via the picture that Hashem wants to come back inside us and inside Beit HaMikdash. That's what the Rambam writes. That's the happiness. It means we lost it. This is a choshech. It's a statement forever. It's not that was something that we thought, you know, it's the exile of Greeks. It's not like Babel, Nebuchadnezzar, Yimach Shemo, or Haman. No. It's the worst thing that happened to Am Yisrael. It's that the eyes of Am Yisrael were dark. It means there is no hope anymore for Judaism. Everything was erased. Hashem pulled out the flame. He didn't keep them in the Shabbat, he didn't keep the Brit Milah, we didn't keep Chosh Chodesh, we didn't keep the other halachot. They knew that those halachot would shut down the light. That's what happened. And then we came to Beit HaMikdash, they found a pitcher of oil and lasted for 8 nights. It means Hashem showed the flame. The flame. That's what Hashem told Moshe to go to Aaron. The flame is the most important thing. Because without the flame, we're dead. So why we still Jews, even all the goyim that try to kill us all the time, is because of the Torah. Because the Torah is light, and Torah is fire, and Brit Milah is fire, Shabbat is fire. Therefore, it keeps the fire inside us. So that's what happened on Hanukkah. It's not that we won the war. It's not that we found the picture. That means nothing. Actually, Baruch Hashem, Hashem lit us again. And this is a reason to celebrate Hanukkah today. Because it means Baruch Hashem we're here, and Baruch Hashem we have the light inside us. But without the Hashmonim we lost it. It's a v'choshech. The Torah was choshech. And actually this is halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's a very, when I say it's a strange halacha. And it says, what's the halacha? So somebody lit the Hanukkah candle, and it doesn't matter. Somebody lit the Hanukkah candle, and then the fire went out. After one minute. Half a minute. Does he have to light again? The Gemara says, no, he has to light again. He says, don't light again. Didn't you tell me I have to advertise the miracle? The minute I put it, it went down, went out. So, why don't you have to relight it? Halacha is not to relight it. Why? Because when the minute you made the flame, you show a Kadosh Baruch Hu that you stayed in the flame. That's what Hashem wants from you. That flame comes from the light. It comes from the light before creation. That's what the Gemara says. 7 things Hashem created before this world. What did Hashem create before this world? Beit HaMikdash upstairs. What does it mean? The Gemara says the light of Beit HaMikdash Hashem created first. That light Hashem put it down. That light Hashem put it in Adam HaRishon. That is the flame. And the first day was a different light. But eventually, on the sixth day Hashem created mankind, Hashem put inside him a flame. And that flame carries people. And Chas Shalom, somebody dies, it means there's no flame. So Hanukkah was the biggest miracle that Hashem reinstalled the flame. After was darkness. Let's Chachamim say this, as long as you lit the menorah, it doesn't matter. But Halach Chayi should be half an hour. It means you should advertise half an hour for people on the street. That's what happened on Hanukkah. Otherwise, I just can have a sign that said on the highway, it says Hanukkah. Why do I have to have an oil? Why have to light menorah? Because Hashem wants you to make a flame. Rabbi said, Hashem wants you to make a fire. Because Hashem is a fire. And then the fire goes inside you. That's what Shimon Bar Yochai writes in the Zohar, that one day he felt Hashem went inside him. That's the goal, that the person should feel. Kadosh. Person is to feel inside himself that he has a flame. Not just to know it, is to feel it. I'm sure Baruch Hashem said, I felt it. I felt something went inside myself. And this is the goal. This is the purpose of creation. That's what Hashem had in mind on Adam HaRishon. And that's actually what David HaMelech says. This is the Mizmor Mesiyon Yom Shlishi. Ani amarti Elokim atem. Uvnei Elyon kulchem. Hashem said, my purpose was you should be Elokim. This is what Torah describes. When Moshe Rabbeinu went down to Egypt, Hashem tells him that he's going to be Elohim Lepharoh. What does that mean? Elohim Lepharoh? What does it mean exactly? Elohim Lepharoh. So Moshe, Isha Elohim. Mechatzio Lamala Elohim. Says the Gemara, the upper part of Moshe Rabbeinu was Elohim. What do you mean was Elohim? His Hashem was inside him. This was the miracle of Hanukkah. So Zari, you know, this is called Zot Hanukkah. Zot Hanukkah, Zari is Gemara Chatima. It's like this. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, Hashem judges us on what we did. But it's up to the spot that Hashem started to judge us. Zot Hanukkah, since Hanukkah is such a thing that's called the light of Hashem, takes you before creation. Takes you all the way to the beginning of this world. Not your lifetime. It means you so-called go back all the way back. As long as you tell Hashem, I want a flame inside. It's a different concept now. It's not Hashem just says to you, listen, what did I do? How did I do? Tell Hashem, listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what I want is I want to go all the way up before creation, that I should have the zechut to have a flame inside me. So that's how he says the Sod Chanukah is Gmar HaChatima. It doesn't matter what Hashem decided on Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Now Hashem wants to take you all the way back. The rest of the Rambam said, you know, Mitzvah Chanukah Chavivad Mod, it's a very dear mitzvah. As the Gemara says, as the halacha is, that if somebody doesn't have candle or oil, he has to go and borrow money to buy it, he has to go rent himself out, he has to go and put his garment into a pawn shop. He says, what is it all about? I can't afford it. I can't afford it. It's not an obligation, it's a privilege. To show that you believe in the flame. If you believe in the flame, this is before the first scene. The first scene of Adam HaRishon was put out. He says, the whole thing is because of Adam HaRishon. Hanukkah takes you before Adam HaRishon. Hanukkah takes you to the things that Hashem had in mind to create before He created this world. It says Bet HaMikdash HaAlyon. It says the menorah upstairs. It says, what is this? This is the light. This is the light of Hashem. And Chachamim say, this is Hanukkah is a very, very special chag. Hanukkah is split in the middle between 2 months. There's no other holiday like this. Between 2 months. And that 2 months is not such a big thing. But the big thing is the first few days of Hanukkah, Hashem's name is one way. And the last few days of Hanukkah, Hashem's name is different. Rosh Chodesh, Friday, Hashem's name changes in the middle of the Chag. This is the beginning of the month, the letters of Hashem is Vav, Yud, and Hey, and Hey. Friday, the name of Hashem changes. It's Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav. Hey, Yud, and Hey, Vav. I says, what does it mean? What come on, Hashem changes in the middle? I says, because this is the power of Zot Chanukah. The power of Zot Chanukah, it changes Hashem's name. So it's called, it says, a reflector. Goes back a day or two before, it says Hashem's name changes. It says it's a different concept. It says, Ari, what name? Ari said it comes from the sentence we say we take the Torah out. Gadlu l'Hashem miti unromemash moyerdam. Gadlu l'Hashem iti. Raise Hashem with me. What does it mean, raise Hashem with me? What's the Kavanah? Ari says, Gadlu l'Hashem iti, the last letter of Hashem is a Hey. E.T. is Yud, and Romema is the last letter is Hey, Yachdav is Vav, and he says that's the Kavanah of Zot Chanukah. So what is this Kavanah? What is it? What is Hey? When you open the Echal, it's Gadlul Hashem. What is it? It's a Pasuk in the Torah. It's Parashat Ha'azinu. Gadlul Hashem Iti. What does it mean? He said when Gadlul Hashem Iti, it means Hashem should be inside us. Then we take the Torah out, the Torah is fire, it's a flame. He says, listen, he picks up the Torah, he says, what is it? The Torah? No. You want the light of the Torah to be inside you. And that's what Moshe said to Amisrael, Gadlul Hashem Iti. Make Hashem big. Rami said, when the person does a mitzvah, he makes Hashem bigger. Hashem is a flame. He says, the more good things you do, We say in Tefillah, Tnu Oz Lelokim. Give Hashem strength. What do you mean? I give Hashem strength? Yeah. You give Hashem strength. The Gemara says, it's called, there's a crown. The Zohar says, when a person does a mitzvah, an angel comes, takes the mitzvah, puts it on Hashem's head if you miss hay. Such a thing. Becomes, the crown becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. It says, Tnu Oz Lelokim. He makes the flame bigger. Hashem, somebody does a sin, so so-called the flame gets smaller. Not Hashem himself. This is the one we built on top of Hashem. This is the Gadlul Hashem iti. And he says, this is not Hanukkah. That the person say, I want so-called to make Hashem bigger. Gadlul Hashem iti. Shem Hashem HaGadol, the Gemara says. Hashem is getting bigger, 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 bigger. It says, when you take Torah out, it says, that's the Torah. The Torah, when you do the Torah, you do the mitzvot, Hashem gets bigger. He says, well, the flame gets bigger. So he says, that's the Kavanah of Hanukkah. I says, that's, you go back to the Torah. This is not the Torah that Hashem gave us. To the Torah that Hashem made his mind before creation. And he said, if you go all the way down there, to that part, it's a new judgment. It's before creation, before this world went down, before the first darkness that Adam was from the tree. He says, that's the Kavanah of lighting the menorah. So he said, really, when you light the menorah, that you should have the kavanah, the flame. The most important thing in the menorah says, what do you do? Ari says, there's few kavanot. A lot of kavanot, Ari says. But he says, the kavanah shall have it. Ari says, the word shall have it has a lot of meanings. As far as Hashem's name, that Hashem is inside the flame. So then when you light it, it's not the yod side, it's not, you know, the askara of the picture. That's why the picture is a tragedy. The askara that Hashem came back to us. Hashem penetrated back into us. Chachamim says, because of the Chashmonaim, because of Mesirut Nefesh, after Chachamim, it's called Mesirut Nefesh. And they just decided to fight. That made Hashem, so-called, decide to come back. By showing them that the picture will make a miracle. Why did Hashem decide to make a miracle with a picture? Because the picture is the light. And Hashem is light, and Hashem is the flame. He says, okay, but Chatan Orot says that all Hanukkah is the flame. It's not to light the menorah, it's to have a flame. Of course, you cannot have a flame without it. As Chachamim said, Yosef is the flame. Beit Yaakov Esh, Beit Yosef Lahava. Therefore, the whole concept of Hanukkah, Chachamim says, Bizkut Yosef HaTzadik. So Yosef HaTzadik, he says, you see, the Greeks only fought the light. That light is the light of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef looked like Adam Rishon, that's why the Gemara says Yaakov loved him so much. Because Yosef looked like Adam Rishon. And holy, holy, holy. Controls himself very much. That created a flame, a bigger flame. As the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva was walking once on the street. He saw a guy, he saw a flame on his head. He asked the Talmidim, he says, who asked the guy, how come he has flame? He said, I controlled myself. Not to do a sin. Something like Yosef. Something similar to to what happened to Yosef. It says that creates a flame. This was the power of Yosef. Flame. So flame is Hashem. It means you add flame to Hashem. Hanukkah is the holiday of the flame. Not when people say Nerot. It's not a Nerot. Of course you need Nerot. But the power is the flame because the flame is Hashem. That's what Rabbi said. That Hashem arrived all the time is a flame. It's a flame. It's because Hashem is a flame. So Hanukkah, so called, Hashem gave us this hug to tell us what obligation are. Our obligation is to have the flame inside us. Then the Gemara says, Mashiach's name, says the Gemara, was created as well before the world was created. So Ari says, before this world, prior to this world, was another world. But the other world had no Torah, had no flame. Hashem destroyed it. The Gemara says Hashem created a lot of worlds and destroyed them. There was no flame. There was no flame. Hashem was not inside. Hashem did not bring his flame down here. Hashem just created the world. As the Gemara says, Hashem created the Tamikdash concept before creation, as well the name of Mashiach. Before Hashem created this world, says the Gemara, Hashem created the name of Mashiach. The Chachamim says, You lead the menorah, right? Tzapeh l'oro shel Mashiach. Wait for the light of Mashiach. It doesn't say, wait for Mashiach. It says, wait for the light of Mashiach. What do you mean the light of Mashiach? Because the Gemara says the Mashiach will have a light, will have a flame on him. I said, tzapeh l'oro, because the whole thing is the flame. Like Adam HaRishon had the flame on his face that the angels thought it's Hashem. Like Yosef had it. Like Rabbi Yochanan had it. Rav Kahana had it. Like Yaakov Avinu had it smaller. Yaakov Avinu had it small, very small one. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah says, Kikaran or Panav, Moshe had a flame on his face. I'm Israel afraid to look at the flame at Moshe Rabbeinu's face. It's a flame. It's Tzapeh l'oro shel Mashiach. Wait for the flame of Mashiach. That means go back all the way before creation. That fire, that flame was there. And this is really the secret of creation, the flame. As Hashem created this world, as Hashem made the first day light was the flame, and on Friday Hashem created mankind, put a flame inside him, so the whole world stands on the flame. And he says, that's the kavanah that you have light the menorah. He says, I'm looking for the flame, not to light the menorah, to have the flame on the menorah. Of course, you can have flame without lighting it, but it's not the nev. But says, the Torah says, Hashem told Moshe, go tell Aaron, Baal chat on the road. Gemara says, what do you mean? Raise the candles. Gemara says, yeah, means the flame. Tell Aaron to have the kavanah, flame. The Mashal come up with me.
Amen.